This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بذكر الله ترتاح القلوب وتنزاح المتاعب والكروب.
There was once a man called Al-Mubarak. Al-Mubarak meaning the blessed one. He was actually a slave, but his master had through some sort of arrangement, he had freed him, and he allowed him to work in his orchard, which was an orchard of pomegranates. Now, this man was there to work as a guard, so guarding the trees, and obviously like a security, basically. So on one occasion, the man said to him, the owner of the orchard, he came, he had some guests with him, and so they sat down. So he said to Al-Mubarak, go and get us some of the pomegranates. So the man, Mubarak, he goes, he gets some pomegranates, and he comes back. They obviously open them up. They taste them quite sour. They're not sweet. He said, this is quite sour. Get us some more. So he goes and gets us some more, and they're all, again, come back. They're also, again, sour. So the man, the owner, was quite sort of frustrated. He said, You're working here, you're the guard, you don't know which of the trees are sour and which ones are sweet. He said, you know, sir, I'm working here, you employed me to guard the trees, not to eat from them. You know, my job is not to eat the trees, I'm here, I'm the guard. The guy said, I don't think, you know, he thought that this maybe is, he's just saying those words or whatever. But when he asked around, the owner asked around and so on, he found out that this was actually true. The guy didn't even eat one of the pomegranates. And look, subhanAllah, this is a very important lesson which I'll mention towards the end. So on realizing that this guy is quite a pious man, the owner of the orchard, he offered him to marry his daughter. And subhanAllah, this is again a great initiative, because subhanAllah, when you find somebody who has his God-fearing, he's conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has taqwa, then that is the best man for your daughter. But your daughter has to also be good for him as well. So he obviously agrees, and they get married, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses them in their marriage, and amongst their offspring is a man who was a giant of Islam, Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, a great man indeed. He was not only just a hadith scholar, a scholar in different areas of Islam, but also he was a soldier, he was brave, he was courageous, he was there with the armies of the Muslims going out, and he has a famous story in that regards as well. And so subhanAllah, look at this story, this man who was a slave, he was free, he was employed as a guard, he was showing the trust, how important it is to be trustworthy, that when somebody employs you, you don't even say, oh, look, there's so many trees here, there's so many pomegranates, what difference it is if I just take one of these and eat them. But he wasn't eating them. And obviously, if he had eaten, he would have said, okay, he would have known this tree is sweet, this tree is sour, this fruit is, and so on. But he didn't. And that shows the importance of being God-fearing, and not to think that when you are employed in any capacity, that gives you the full right to make use of the resources of that organization, unless you have permission. If you don't have permission, you can't go around saying, oh yeah, well, I work here, I'll just take, you know, some paper, I'll take some, you know, envelopes, I'll borrow some stamps, without asking. It's very important. And this man, he left, as some people commented, he said he left the eating of a fruit for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah gave him not only the fruit, he gave him the whole garden, because obviously he married the daughter of the owner of the garden. So a lot is going to, and great things are going to come with that. So there's a great story there. And also the other thing which I mentioned is that if you do find, as a father, you find somebody who is righteous, has taqwa, then that is the best person for your daughter. Today, unfortunately, people have become very reserved about this. I'm not going to go and approach a man to give him my daughter. It's like humiliating for me. He should come to ask for my daughter's hand in marriage. And what a backward kind of reality that is, because we know that today the best person, well, the reality is that unfortunately not many people know it, but the best person for your daughter is the person who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and will treat her well. Great story. Assalamu alaikum.